Welcome to CD English. Follow us and learn English in an easy, fun way.
欢迎收听英伦 CD， 跟着我们轻松的学习最纯正的英式英语。
Hi guys, welcome to another edition of CD English. Today is our 6th episode. I know in China, 6 is a very lucky number. I hope our listeners are lucky every day.
Hi, 大家好，欢迎收听英伦 CD. 今天呢是我们第六期的节目了。那六是代表顺利好运的数字，所以希望我们的粉丝每天都有好运相伴哦。
I'd like to begin today's show by apologizing to everyone. Many of our listeners can't wait to hear each new show and would love to listen more often. This episode has been especially slow to finish. This is due to mine and Cecilia's very busy schedules recently.
对了，那今天节目开始呢，我们要和大家道个歉。那我们知道很多小伙伴都觉得我们的这个节目频率可以再高一点，特别是这期节目出来有点慢，那是因为最近我和 David 都特别的忙。
We are both full-time teachers, so we have to squeeze our time to make this show whenever we can. We hope you can give us your understanding and patience.As we endeavor to improve and speed up our production.
我和 David 呢，平时都是全职的教师，所以呢，只能挤业余时间做我们的节目。希望大家能够理解和耐心等待。我们以后呢，也会尽力让我们的节目继续发展，增加节目频率，分享给大家更多有意思的内容。
Hey, Cecilia, Hangzhou.Is a really strange city. I've lived here for several years, but I still can't understand the weather. Yesterday, it was a beautiful, fine, sunny day. Today, however, it's raining cats and dogs.
有时我也对杭州的天气很无奈呢。这天啊，说变脸就变脸了。但是下雨时我没看到猫和狗啊。你又在说什么意思啊？
we say it's raining cats and dogs to mean it's raining very heavily.
哦，所以 raining cats and dogs 的意思就是雨下得很大，瓢泼大雨的意思。那为了帮助大家这个记忆呢，可以想象一下，因为猫不是很喜欢在这个屋顶上走来走去嘛，所以如果下起瓢泼大雨的时候呢，很多猫和狗啊就被雨水冲刷下来了，好像在下猫狗雨一样。这个地道的表达方式你掌握了吗？那请 David 再给我们造个句子。
That's a very interesting example. This is kind of a fixed phrase, so it's always used in a very similar way. So I could say, for example, every spring in Hangzhou, there are many days when it's raining.Cats and dogs.
你可以这样说，杭州的春天总是有好多天时间会下大雨。好的，那接下来我们要开始今天的夏洛克之旅咯。今天的片段呢稍许有点复杂，选自第二季第一集。一开始是夏洛克的这个警官朋友莱斯特雷德给一个案发现场的这个卡尔警官打电话，告诉他夏洛克会来帮助查案，但是后来呢，来的却是华生。请听。
Have you heard of Sherlock Holmes?
Oh,
well, you're about to meet him now. This is your case. It's entirely up to you. This is just friendly advice, but give Sherlock 5 minutes on your crime scene and listen to everything that he has to say. And as far as possible, try not to punch him.
Sir, this gentleman says he needs to speak
yes,
to
you. Yes, I know. Sherlock Holmes!
John Watson, are you set up for Wi-Fi?
You realise this is a tiny bit humiliating?
It's okay, I'm fine.
Now, shall we do the stream?
I don't really mean for you.
Look, this is a six.
point in my leaving the flat for anything less than a seven. We agreed. I go back. Show me the grass.
When did we agree that?
We agreed it yesterday.
Stop!
Go, sir.
I wasn't even at home yesterday. I was in Dublin.
It's only my fault you weren't listening.
So, Inspector Lestrade asked, "Have you heard of Sherlock Holmes?" The policeman then answered, "Who?"
Lestrade, 警官说，你知道夏洛克·福尔摩斯吗？那个警官说，谁？
Lestrade then said, "This is your case. It's entirely up to you. This is just friendly advice." So the first phrase we're going to look at is, "It's entirely up to you." Or you can simply say, "It's up to you." This means you decide. I don't mind. Entirely here means completely. So, "It's entirely up to you" means it's 100% your decision.
然后他说，我知道这事儿决定权在你，这只是我的友情提示。那今天我们要分享的第一个地道表达方式就是 "It's entirely up to you"， 也可以说 "It's up to you"， 意思就是决定权在你，你决定吧，我不介意。那如果加上 entirely， 就表示更强调的语气，这完全取决于你。那平时我们一般就可以说 "It's up to you"， 你决定，你说怎么样就怎么样。
For example, where would you like to eat for dinner tonight?
It's up to you.
Perfect.
比如当别人问你，你想在哪儿吃晚饭呀？你可以回答，你决定吧，我随便。
Another way to say this is whatever you like.
同样的意思也可以说 whatever you like.
What movie shall I put on for us today?
Whatever you like, I'm easy. 今天咱们看什么电影啊？随便你，我都可以。
After this, Lestrade said, "Give him 5 minutes on the crime scene, and as far as possible, try not to punch him." Do you know what "try not to" means here?
后来警探 Lestrade说，给他几分钟在案发现场，然后听他说什么。然后 try not to， 应该是尽量不要的意思，对吗？
For example, when you're cooking dinner, try not to forget to put the rice on.
你做晚饭的时候啊，尽量不要忘了把米饭也煮上。那刚才那句 as far as possible 是什么意思呢？最远的可能吗？
As far as possible means as much as you can, or to the best of your abilities.
所以 as far as possible 不是最远的可能，而是尽最大可能，尽全力的意思。
As far as possible, let's try to leave on time. We're always late.
哎呀，这次尽量试着按时离开吧，我们总是迟到的。
As everyone has probably heard, in the English sense of humor, people often say the opposite of what they mean. For example, if you think those shoes are very ugly, you might say, "Wow, I've never seen such beautiful shoes."
大家知道啊，这个英式幽默中很重要的成分是说反话。那比如你想表达的意思是这双鞋太丑了，你就会用调侃的语气说，哇哦，还会有比这更漂亮的鞋子吗？
After Watson arrived on the crime scene, carrying the laptop for Sherlock, he said, "You realize this is a tiny bit humiliating." Here, He means it's very humiliating, so he's feeling embarrassed.
所以呢，华生到达案发现场时啊，和卷福无线视频的时候，他说 ，You realize this is a tiny bit humiliating。在这里，他就用 tiny bit 表示非常的意思，而不是直接的有一点点这样的意思。所以这个内容啊是非常带有英式幽默文化在里面的，很多英国人喜欢用反话表达自己真实的情绪，可能我们中国的很多小伙伴不能理解。
For example, we could be riding on the back of an elephant. I would probably say, Wow, this is really safe and comfortable. Meaning, I'm worried about falling off.And I think it's really bumpy and not comfortable at all.
如果我们坐在一头大象上，我可能会说，哇哦，这好像也太安全和舒服了一点吧。那其实呢，我的真实感受是很害怕会掉下来，而且一点也不舒服。
Sherlock then won't leave his flat. He says, There's no point in my leaving the flat for anything less than a seven.What does there's no point in doing something here mean, Cecilia?
卷福懒得离开公寓，他说，如果这案子不是很有意思，离开房子有什么意思？这样的话呢，这句 there's no point in doing something 的意思应该是做什么事情没有意义的，没必要做什么事，对不对？
Exactly. For example, you could say,There's no point in my wearing nice clothes today. I need to paint the walls.
可以说，哎呀，我反正要刷墙的，穿件好衣服根本没必要啊。
There's no point in watering the flowers today. It's going to rain tomorrow.
明天要下雨的，今天浇花根本没意义。
Then he says to Watson, It's hardly my fault.You weren't listening. Do you know how to use hardly?
Hardly 的意思是简直不，完全不，根本不。我可以这样造句吗？
You can hardly blame me for not washing the clothes. I've been busy all day.
你完全不能怪我没有洗衣服，因为我忙了一天了。
Right, exactly.Or we could use it together with ever to say, I hardly ever do something, meaning I very rarely do something, like I hardly ever go to the beach, it's just too far away.
或者你可以用 hardly ever do something 表示很少做某事，几乎不做某事。海滩离我这儿太远了，我几乎不去哪儿。好的，那现在让我们来复习一下今天的词语和短句吧。
Yeah, let's review today's phrases. So, the first phrase we had today was, It's raining cats and dogs.
瓢泼大雨，太大的雨。
It's raining cats and dogs. It's entirely up to you.
这完全取决于你，我不介意。
It's entirely up to you. Whatever you like.
随便你，我都可以。
Whatever you like. Try not to.
尽量不要。
Try not to. As far as possible.
尽最大可能，尽全力。
As far as possible. There's no point in doing something.
做什么事情没有必要，没必要做这样的事情。
There's no point in doing something. Hardly.
几乎不，完全不，根本不。
Hardly. Hardly ever.
几乎很少。
几乎不做某事。
Hardly ever.
现在请你再来聆听夏洛克中的对话，来进行巩固吧。
Have you heard of Sherlock Holmes?
Who?
Well, you're about to meet him now. This is your case. It's entirely up to you. This is just
friendly advice, but give Sherlock 5 minutes on your crime scene and listen to everything that he has to say. And as far as possible,
try not to punch him.
Sir, this gentleman says he needs to speak
yes,
to you.
Yes, I know. Sherlock Holmes!
John Watson, are you set up for Wi-Fi? You realize this is a tiny bit humiliating?
It's okay, I'm fine.
Now, shall we do the stream?
What did it really mean for you?
Look, this is a 6. There's no point in my leaving the flat for anything less than a 7. We agreed. I go back. Show me the grass.
When did we agree that?
We agreed it yesterday.
Stop!
Go, sir.
I wasn't even at home yesterday. I was in Dublin.
It's only my fault you weren't listening.
好的，今天的内容你都听明白了吗？再次谢谢大家对我们的支持，接下来送上 Coldplay 乐队的 Paradise， 希望每个人都能活在自己心中的天堂里，我们下期再见吧。
Yeah, thank you for listening guys. Hope you enjoy the song, which today is Coldplay's Paradise. See you next time.
She ran away in a sleep